Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jim Clark. I'm the Director of Employee Ministry here at Shell Point, and it is my pleasure to introduce you to the kids of our Vacation Bible School this year. We have we've had almost 48 children and grandchildren of our employees join us for this very special week. We have been busy from morning until late afternoon. It's been an incredible week. And the kids are so excited to share with you some of the things that they've been learning, but I just want to tell you a little bit about what we've been up to. See, this Vacation Bible School is a little bit unique from other Vacation Bible Schools, and it really flows out of Shell Point's mission, the service of God and the care of His people. And when we look at His people, we think about, our residents, and we think about our employees, and we want to care for and serve our employees well. And one of the ways that we do that is by loving their kids and their grandkids. And so this extravagant week of VBS with all the different things that we've been up to, if you're one of the parents or grandparents of these kids, you've probably been hearing a whole lot of stories of what we've been up to, and they've been coming home pretty tired. So have our leaders. Boy, it's been an intense week, but we have made so many great memories, and it has been such an impactful time as they've been learning all about God's love. So I'm excited to introduce you in a few moments to our Envision Miami folks. They are partners in the Christian and Missionary Alliance that help us put on this VBS week, and they're especially responsible for the afternoons with all the Bible stories and the crafts and the songs and all the things that you have known and grown up with in Vacation Bible Schools before. But during the mornings and the late afternoons, we've kept them busy with activities all over Shell Point and even a couple of field trips this year that have been so much fun. All right, that's enough talking from me. I'm excited for you to hear from the kids. They have a song that they really know and love. It's called Monumental Love, and they're going to share it with you. And then we're going to have them grab their seats right after, and then we're going to show you a little video recap of our week. Okay, kids, here we go.
God's love never fails and it lasts forever. Our God is great, our God is great. My God is with me, yes, He's with me wherever. Our God is great, our
All right, before we have Matt and Terry Perotto from Envision Miami come up, we just want to show you a little video, little montage that Chris and Luis from the Village Church helped put together for us. Direct your attention up to the screens.
What a great recap. My name is Matt Perotto, and this is my wife, Terry, and we're the directors of Envision Miami. It's an inner city ministry over there, and we serve churches in South Florida, and we're so thankful we get to partner with a great place like Shell Point to help put this VBS on this week. We have a team with us this week we'd like to introduce to you. If you guys could just stand up. And we have Joanne and John, just wave. Matt and Ashley. And Ella, Madeline, and Isaac, and Kareem Marie. This is our team that helped put on the VBS this week. And we just wanted you guys to give them a round. It was an honor and a lot of fun to work with your kids and grandkids. And it was just a blessing for us to be here. We're going to start by showcasing some of the things they learned this week. The first team, Terry's going to call up.
Can the Navy group come on up? Okay, so our Navy team is the oldest group here, so they kind of set the bar really high. So we have two questions for them that we asked a couple of them to go ahead and answer. And our questions are, we had God sightings all week throughout the whole time. So every day we would come back and talk about, where did you see God today? And we also have the other question of, what was your favorite or most memorable part of the VBS? So I have three brave kids. Are you ready? Yes? All right. Ethan, we're going to have you go first.
Who's my God sighting?
Either one.
My favorite part was Sky Zone, playing dodgeball, and my God sighting was in the sky. Because God is with you wherever you go.
Awesome. All right, girls, let's come down here. Which one else? All right, we're going to have Gina go next.
My favorite part of the week was Sky Zone because I love the dodgeball. And my God sight is, God is stronger than anything.
All right, Yada, go ahead.
My favorite thing was Sky Zone when I was on the zip line and dodgeball. My God sighting was on a road one time when my mother was driving and a man with a truck pushed my mother to the opposite direction of the road, but we were still able to be safe. And I learned that God is stronger than anything and he's always with you.
Awesome job. Good job, guys.
Awesome. Can we have the purple team come up? Come up on this side, would you guys? And ladies? So just like the blue team did, we have three brave souls that are going to share a God sighting and a memorable moment from this week. So we have Jason.
My favorite part is Sky Zone, and we can jump, and God was in charge.
God was in charge. Awesome. And Tyrone.
My favorite part was when we're in science, we are outside over there. The whole purple group, we had a soda fight. And my God sighting is, one time there was a guy, our tire popped, right? And a random guy came out and he wanted to help us.
Wow, awesome. And Grayson. There you are.
My favorite part was the pool, and my God sighting is, God is with you everywhere.
Yeah, give him a round of applause.
All right, green team, are you ready? Come on up. You guys are going to scoot down. Okay, we're going to ask the same question. Can you guys tell us a God sighting or your favorite part? Nico, can you go first?
You had Sky Zone, and God was with me, and he made me go on the zip line, which was one of my biggest fears.
All right, we have Josiah.
My God sight was in science. God is with you no matter what. And he helped me build the butter.
He helped him make butter. All right, last we have Avril. Can you tell us your favorite part?
My favorite thing, it was the beach.
And why was the beach?
Because I like it.
Because you like it.
Where? In the beach.
You saw God in the beach?
Yes.
Awesome job. Okay. Now, we're going to have these guys share with you an awesome God song that they learned this week.
All right, light blue, it's your turn. Once these guys are done, come on up slowly. All right, so light blue. From light blue, we're going to have Megan, Josiah, and Matthew share. So Megan, something, a God sighting, and something that was memorable from this week.
I went to Sky Zone. It was fun. We jumped on the trampoline. My favorite God sign was, God loves you no matter what.
Yeah, God loves you no matter what. Thank you. Okay, Josiah.
So at Sky Zone, there was this ball pit with a bunch of giant balls. Well, it was a foam pit with giant balls. So we were trying, some of us were trying to build a wall and some of us were trying to tear it down. And we were all having a good time. And my God sighting is the same thing. We were all having a really good time and no arguments and stuff.
Like friends. Friends are gifts from God. Thank you, Josiah. And Matthew.
I liked Sky Zone because it had a lot of trampolines, and I'm the same as Josiah's. And my God sighting is, God is surprising.
Yes, God is surprising. Give him a round of applause.
Here we go now. All right, yellow team, come on up. Okay, ready? So you guys have the same question. What was your favorite part of the VBS or a God sighting? Austin, go ahead.
Mine was Sky Zone because When I was running to go to dodgeball, I saw a penny, and my favorite God sighting is God loves you no matter what.
All right, we're going to have Amanda go. Amanda's going to think for just a minute, so we're going to have Imani. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay, your favorite thing from the week or God sighting. Go ahead.
My favorite thing is in the week. Well, today, my favorite thing is Sky Zone.
Why is
it so? Because it's fun.
Because it's fun.
Yeah. My God sighting is God is strong.
My favorite part of VBS was going to the pool, and my God sighting was when I was at science outside, I saw a white caterpillar on a piece of grass.
Good job, guys. Okay, these guys would like to share a special song with you called God is Always With Us.
Great job, you guys. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have our other color crews come back to their places on the stage. But I just want to share with you what the kids have been learning all week about God's love through Jesus, through the Old Testament story of Joseph and his adversities and how God was with him and ultimately used him to save his own family. And they also learned about Jesus and his death on the cross and their sins and the power of the resurrection, that even God's love is not stopped by death itself. And so that was the message of our Vacation Bible School. And one of my favorite parts about this week has been that the kids have not only heard, but they've experienced God's love through the lives of men and women who love Jesus, who are filled with his love, and they've been rubbing shoulders with this whole week. So our Envision folks that have been here, all of the folks that are wearing these pumpkin shirts, a lot of them are Shell Point employees. Some of them are Village Church members who bravely volunteered to help guide crews this week. All of them have worked so hard to be able to love these kids well and show them what God's love is really like. And so that's been the best part, I think, of our Vacation Bible School, maybe only topped by Sky Zone. Right? So we have lots of thank yous, of course, but the partnership with the Village Church has been just amazing. Thank you, Chris and Luis, for your AV wizardry this week. They've been just amazing for us. All of Shell Point has pitched in. There hasn't, all the way from the executive leadership team all the way down, we've had folks that have volunteered hours and hours of time and energy and patience to help make all of this possible, and we are immensely grateful for them. We want to close with one more big song, but kids, I want to share about two little treats that we have for you at the end of today. Okay, so on your way out, we have little storage cubbies. Parents and grandparents, you're probably already familiar with the cubbies, but they are chock full of lots of things that need to go home with you, swimsuits and crafts and all kinds of goodies. But we have a gift from Shell Point to you. And it is, we have a small booklet that has all of the Bible stories that you've learned this week. It's from the monumental curriculum that you can take with you to remember the stories that you learned. And we have a special Bible that we would like to give you. It's called the Action Bible, and it's a graphic novel. And so it has all of the stories of Scripture, but artistically depicted, and you're going to love it. Our kids can't get enough of it. And then the other little treat is our friends at the Lee County Sheriff's Office have, I don't know if you know this, maybe you do, they have a mobile ice cream unit. And they have generously brought the mobile ice cream unit for the kids and for your parents to be able to go out and get a scoop, and residents that are here to support. We didn't want you to miss out either. So Paul Tyson has wheeled in a freezer of some ice cream novelties. So on your way out, make sure to grab something sweet on the way out as well. So with no further ado, and oh. Yeah.
Sorry, Jim. Kevin May. Just wanted to say none of this would have been possible without Jim's hard work, dedication. So everyone, please say thank you to Mr. Jim. So thanks, Jim. It was really good.
Appreciate it. That's awesome. All right, kids, we want to hear you real loud. This is our last time singing Monumental Love. Can you give it all you got? Okay, let's do it. Great job, kids. Thank you all for coming. We're going to have the kids sit in their little horseshoes, and then you can come and pick up your child or grandchild, okay? So, Navy team, you can head back. Purple, you can head back to your horseshoes. And thanks so much.